Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything God made is good. But then the enemy come along. He's not a creator. He's a fallen, defeated angel. And he, he's not a creator. All he can do is twist stuff up and pervert it and distort it and mess it up. So that's what he tried to do with faith. Faith comes by hearing. How does doubt come? It comes by hearing the wrong thing. How does fear come? So many times people were doing fine until they heard that bad report. They were doing fine until they watched that thing on the news. They were doing fine until they heard that. Well, see, something came when they heard. Well, just like that can happen negatively, something can come when you hear the good word. Amen. Right? You could be in bad shape. You can be in fear. You can be shaken. But hear the right thing and your fears just go. And faith comes up. And peace comes. And joy. Does it matter what you hear?
Yes,
oh, it does. Does it matter who you sit around and talk to?
Yes.
What y'all talk about?
Yes.
Does it matter what you sit in front of the TV and listen to for hours on end? You know, so many folks are hypocritical about the TV. They'll go to a restaurant and take their family and somebody use foul language at the table next to them and just get irate. I'm not putting up with that. Do you see I have my family here? My wife's here. My daughters are here. Watch your mouth. Make a big deal. Just be rude and ugly. Look at that. And then, you know, well, I have a right to. That's my righteous indignation. Well, are you a hypocrite, though? Go home. Sit down in front of TV and listen to cussing for 4 hours straight. And not blink an eye. Not say a word. And sit there and go, can you believe they show that on TV? I can't believe they let them talk like that. Does it matter what we see and what we hear? Does it matter what kind of church you go to?
Yes, it does.
And what you hear? What if people are telling you every other Sunday it might not be God's will to heal you? Will that affect your faith?
Yes, sir.
That God might get some glory out of you being broke. Huh? That it might be God's will for you to die in a car wreck. You just never know. If you hear that, will that affect your faith?
Yes,
it will. Yes, it will. What if you hear all the time that God's a good God?
Yes.
By His stripes you're healed.
Yes.
He loves you.
Yes.
He wants every need met. He wants you to be rich.
Yes.
He's your protector.
Yes.
He's your deliverer.
Yes.
You can count on Him.
Yes.
What if you hear that all the time? And you talk it and you think it all day and all night. Huh? What did He say? Don't let this book of the law, the word, depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it all night, all day, so that you'll observe to do. Do act on what you saw. Then what will happen? Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That's the Bible. That's us. That's happening for us. Can you say amen? So say it out loud. I mean, put your hand on this page right here. Say it out loud. I believe in the words of Jesus.
I believe in the words of Jesus.
I believe in speaking in faith.
I believe in speaking in faith.
Not doubting in my heart.
I believe it'll come to pass.
Just like Jesus said.
I'm a faith person.
Of a faith God.
I live by faith.
I walk by faith.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So we talked about this. What is doubt? I mean, if this is the thing, can mess up us getting results, can prevent us getting what we desire, we need to know about it and not allow it. Doubt, if you notice, the first letters are the same as the word double. D-O-U-B. And it literally means to be of two minds or duo. Duo, two. To be of two minds. And the same word that's translated doubt is in Romans 4 translated stagger. And in James 1 it's translated waver. Same word. So to doubt is to waver, to stagger. What does waver or stagger mean? If I'm staggering, what am I doing? I'm moving in more than one direction. Right? If I'm wavering, I'm vacillating between, see, more than one thing. It's like Elijah stood on that mountain. He said, how long are you going to doubt? You're halting between two opinions and positions. If God's God, worship Him. If Baal is God, worship Him. But quit messing around with it. Make up your mind. Pick. And then they had a demonstration. Remember that? You know, I hope they got video of that. I'd like to watch that when I get to heaven, wouldn't you? I'm sure they do. Something better than that. And you know, he mocked Baal, and you know, they came out, and whoever's going to answer by fire is the real God, and that's who we're going to worship. And so they called on Baal, and they cut themselves, and they did all the stuff. And he said, you know, maybe you need to holler louder. I don't think he's hearing you. And man, he just ribbed him. He just said, maybe he's asleep. You better yell louder. Maybe he's on a trip. He's gone. They did that all day long. There was no answer. Because there is no other God. Amen. And a chunk of rock never answered a prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Never will.
And then he called on the living God. And he answered by fire and licked up all the water and all the sacrifice. And then so the prophet said, all right, who's God? And they said, oh, the Lord, he's God. They all fell. There were no more wavering. Is Baal God? I don't know. He might be. See, we live in an intellectual society. And people, you know, thousands upon thousands going through the universities and all the great intellect, so-called, you know, if you listen to it, so much of it has to do with a myriad of opinions and positions. Well, we see merit in this, but also this is a valid position and opinion, and this could be. And then so you got even Christians trying to tell you there are many ways to God. Well, the Bible says there's only one. No. Well, y'all are just narrow-minded. Yeah, and saved. There is a broad way that leads where? To destruction. No, the more in God you get, the simpler everything becomes. Well, you just don't understand, Brother Keith. I'm a complicated person. That means you're a confused person. I mean, you either don't know what's right or you haven't decided to agree with what you know is right. Hmm? You go into the restaurant and they say, all right, we got beans and cornbread today, and that's it. Is it confusing what we're going to eat today? No. It's beans and cornbread. That's it, right? And you're not going to be tormented with indecision for half a day. That's it. And when you've heard from God, there is nothing else to consider.
Yes. Yes.
There are many voices in the world. They're all saying something. But there's only one that counts.
Yes.
What the Lord is saying.
Yes.
And what you've heard from Him, you should no longer entertain anything else. And so that's what this doubt is about. Doubt is about considering things you ought not be thinking about. Peter, you know, walked on the water to go to Jesus. A miracle is transpiring. And then he began to look at the wind and the waves. He was just considering Jesus and what he said, come. Now he began to consider this, and he began to waver, and he began to sink. And even though something can be very distracting to you and alarming to you, is it possible for you to turn your face to the wall and refuse to see anything else except the Lord? Is it possible in the midst of a tough situation To not, you say, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. None of these things move me. I've heard from the Lord. And that's it. And if you're not like that, you're not in faith. You can't be entertaining all these myriad of other positions and thoughts and ideas. If you're unsettled, it's because you're undecided. If you're confused, it's because you're considering something you should not be. Remember Abram? He didn't stagger in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. What the Bible say? He considered not his own body. It was there. It was talking to him every day. Every day when he looked in the mirror, it's saying, hey, you are old man. You're too old for this. Every time he looked at his wife, you know, she's older. She couldn't conceive when she was 20. Things are talking to him. And things will talk to you in this life. That pile of bills will talk to you. Come on, have you heard it? That pile of bills will say, hey, you're never going to pay this. Where are you going to get this money? Your symptoms will talk to you. But you have to say, shut up, shut up, shut up. The Lord told me that he would supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. That's all you got to pick. You have to pick to listen to one and not listen to the other. Listen to the instructions for being healed. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Huh? Now, how many understand you can't listen to the other thing? Now, I hope you don't misunderstand around here. We thank God for good doctors. We do. A lot of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for good doctors and good nurses and good medical folks. But they're not the healer. And you don't want to just put your life in the hands of any man. That was too weak. Do not ever just put your life into the hands of any preacher or any lawyer or any doctor or anybody. No, the reason I tell you that, because there are a lot of preachers, there's a lot of lawyers, there are a lot of doctors that'll try to get you to do it. You don't know, I know, just shut up and do what I say. Don't do it. Amen. Did you hear me? Amen. Hear from God. Have faith. A lot of people don't want to do that because if something goes wrong, they want to blame somebody. But if you listen to somebody, they give you bad counsel and it messes up your life, it's your fault.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Rest, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104K. That's R1104K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.